Okay, good afternoon. Let me go ahead and call the study session of Monday, January 8th to order. We have, I think, a quick agenda here. We're going to review the items that are on the council meeting starting at 5:45. We're going to look at those in your packet. Do have a state of the city tonight. I'll try to make that as entertaining as I can. Tom, you can't vote on it.
I was going to recommend, though, that in light of the football game that might be starting at about the same time, that you might want to keep your remarks pithy.
Okay. I was trying to figure out how to start it out. I thought that the addresses for the state of the city on January are kind of like New Year's resolutions. Now, you have to go through and see how many of them you keep, and then you keep this record. But I think it'll be there will be a few matters discussed that I'm bringing forward that I think you'll find interesting. Yep, and possibly a little controversial throughout the region, but we'll see how that works. Okay, we also have a presentation of exceptional service award. Mr. Brady, you're going to be doing that.
That'll be great, but we have an employee that we'd like to recognize.
All right, Vice Mayor.
Mayor, you're giving the state of the city address today. Governor gave the state of the state.
State of the state?
State of the state address today, right. And there were some things that impacted cities, so I hope mm-hmm. at some point we're going to get a report back on that. There were some things that she was going to attach requirements for cities to certain kinds of funding.
Okay. Good. I will continue to track that. I think the league is also looking at all those items. All right, that's page one. Page two. Have a public hearing to conduct, an annexation, liquor license applications, continued on page three. Page four, get into contracts. I'm leaving 5B on, I did not have a conflict on that one. Continuing over on page five, have Mike, I have you as a conflict, and myself. On 5E, Councilmember Jones, you will. We have Claudia back now.
Here,
all right, that's correct.
No babies yet.
I was thinking that.
That was the right. Scenario. Then.
Okay, all right. When is this baby expected now? Later in the week or
any no, second?
Okay. If you get a quick call, you may be. All right.
No, I'm going Wednesday.
Okay, that's page. The bottom of page five, we get into introductions of ordinances for January 22nd. That continues on with over to page eight, annexations, which are again introductions. To page nine, on 6G, we have a conflict there by myself and Councilmember Rawls. So 6G is off consent, so I'll have Claudia do that one. And that takes us to page 10. We have resolutions on page 10. Continuing on page 11. Did you have a question on 7K, Vice Mayor?
Yeah. Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was just getting caught up there. 7K is the Electric Integrated Resource Plan. I had a couple of questions on that, and Mr. Plum, you're here to talk to us about it. Can you talk a little bit about the efforts to meet the gap between what you have right now in contracts and what you need in terms of electric power? I have a couple of other questions too, but just let me ask that one first.
Vice Mayor, we will go out with an RFP very shortly to solicit proposals from any of a number of suppliers who currently have resources that can be brought into the state. That would be both conventional resources and potentially renewable resources.
And what are you seeing in the market right now? How are the rates looking as compared to the last time we purchased contracts?
Well, nothing will compare with our current EPCO contract. That was entered into a long time ago. What are we seeing right now?
It's a variety, depending upon which type of product you're looking at. I would say that prices are fairly consistent with the last time we went through an RFP and brought back contracts for review and approval, which was about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when the we restated and reformatted the American Electric Power American Electric Power Corporation contract. So I think they're fairly consistent with those prices. There has been some volatility because natural gas prices have gone up and down, but for the most part, the market conditions are very similar to what they were 2 or 3 years ago.
And one of the things you've talked about in here are the generators that we currently have and potentially putting them on the market?
That's correct, Vice Mayor.
And soon?
Yes, we're essentially done evaluating them. We're looking out to see what's out there. We want to know what the comparable utility contracts might be. If things hold as Frank has described, those generators will be excess and we'll put them on the market.
So you're going to wait until you find out what happens with the contracts?
Kind of need to know what I'm getting. I mean, there is, I suppose, at least a remote chance that the new contracts could be more expensive than operating the generators.
And how does our current system of dealing with people who have alternative power compare to those who use, you know, individual power generation? How does that compare with SRP's plans and APS's plans when they have customers who have their own generation system in their home?
Vice Mayor, APS and SRP have both adopted a net metering approach, which essentially means that any power that flows back through the meter essentially turns the meter backwards. We have not done that yet. We are proposing or will propose a tariff to the City Council that operates as a standard meter forward to the customer and then actually reimburses the customer for any generation that flows back into the system at our avoided cost. Net metering is not the avoided cost because you actually reduce some of the T&D contribution and the, in our case, the transfer contribution when you give them a total. In other words, a kilowatt hour flowing backwards really only saves us the energy portion, not all the T&D portion.
So you don't have all the and T&D being transmission and distribution.
Yes, ma'am.
But one of the things that you said in the report was that it wouldn't be good for the electric utility and it wouldn't be good for the customer. And because of the way that the sentence was phrased, I assumed it meant the customer who was generating the electricity, and I wasn't sure why it wouldn't be good for that customer.
No, I think it's for all the other customers, okay, because they, in effect, subsidize that particular entity if we're not paying just the avoided energy cost.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure that we're bringing forward something that encourages this kind of, you know, use of alternative resources, solar and those kinds of things, so that I appreciate the fact that you're going to be bringing forward something that will address some of that. I understand that we need to make sure that we're still picking up the distribution and transmission costs.
By paying them our avoided costs, we are giving them the appropriate value for the energy that they would generate and contribute back to our system. So that is a way of encouraging our customers to own their own generation facilities and compensate them equitably for their production of energy.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Those were my questions.
Kyle.
I just respond, Vice Mayor. We've been planning on bringing this forward after this report got done as far as what rate to charge, but the concern is because we are a smaller utility, subsidizing for that transmission and distribution cost is unfair to the other electric customers. On a huge scale, they can absorb that a whole lot easier, and we can't because we're doing more of a pass-through. And so we've already discussed that coming back. Definitely we would encourage people to save, but they're not going to get back what they might think they would if they were with APS or SRP, because we simply can't put that burden on, distribute against among fewer customers.
I forgot one. I forgot a really important question. One of the things that's been discussed, and you know, this isn't a secret, it gets tossed around here, and one of the things that has been discussed is whether or not it would make sense to sell the electric utility based on the kind of thing that Kyle just talked about, the fact that we are so small, it's hard for us to get those economies of scale that you can get in some of the larger utilities. At some point in time, I'm assuming this council is going to have a conversation about that, but I don't remember what the rules are about who could even, if we're limited in terms of who we could sell it to, if we look to sell, what kind of an asset value it has, and Chris, I probably should be looking at you on that.
Not only that, Vice Mayor, but we also have to look at our bond covenants,
right,
that have been exercised in the past. So ongoing today, and I think I saw an email about some ongoing activity. SRP was coming out and doing some more on-site tours and studies. So that effort, as far as SRP looking at our system, whether it's a sale or whether it's a cooperative agreement on a variety of other issues, that SRP and our staff are ongoing, actively ongoing, because I know that we saw something being scheduled, doing that due diligence today. On another level, we do have to look at some of these other legal constraints and possibility of bond covenants that may be out there, and we've asked our financial advisors to consider that also. So we'll be bringing that whole package back to get together to council in the near future.
I just thought, in light of having this item on the agenda and having taken public comment on it, I know there weren't very many people who attended, but some people did, and some of the people who attended are people who are interested in this subject. I thought it was important for people to know that we are having conversations with SRP, and it isn't just, I mean, there are other possibilities besides just the sale of the utility, something to work together so that we might be able to generate more of those economies of scale than we have right now. So I appreciate everybody looking at it, and I know how hard you all are working there. We've got good employees there and appreciate their work. But I think it's important for us to look at all aspects of it and make sure that we're serving our customers the best we can. So thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. All right, that's page 11. Let's try page 12. All right. Let's go back. Item number two is hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Anyone have any updates? All right. Scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. A reminder, we'll be having a study session this Thursday, January 11th at 7:30 a.m. and also be having one on January 18th at 7:30 a.m. And just a reminder, at least in the month of January, we will have two of our town hall meetings. The first will be District 4, Councilman Jones, Tuesday, January 23rd at the Mesa Convention Center. All these are from 6 to 8 p.m. And the other one in January is District 3. And Councilman Rawls, we're going to go to Rhodes Junior High this time. That's January 30th. So, and we'll hand out the list for all the others this Thursday, but those two are happening in January.
Which building at the Convention Center?
I believe, Carla, that's actually the Rendezvous Center. So it's not the main Convention Center, the Rendezvous Center.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. So the study session's adjourned, and we'll reconvene at 5:45.